Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was William Murphy, and it's working. Got a seed in the ground. Well, we're so blessed to have you on this afternoon, and welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, for today. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And early Sunday morning prayer we have at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in to expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it is for all segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived messages. And we truly appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're going to introduce to you, and some have known and some haven't, we're going to introduce our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that beautiful opening. Truly, we give God glory. We give him honor. We give him praise today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm excited about today. I'm always excited about another opportunity that God graces us with to come on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries and share the word of God with our listening audience. It's always a privilege. You know, God said his mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. So every morning that his mercies is extended to us, we should have a praise on our lips and in our hearts. Amen. We shouldn't take it for granted that we just woke up this morning of our own accord. But we woke up because when God decided to renew his mercies, amen, he looked upon us, amen, and he granted us another opportunity, another day to share this gospel, another day to tell somebody that Jesus still saves to the utmost, another day to impact someone else's life. Amen. And that's what it's about. It's about souls. It's not about our four and no more. It's about souls. And every soul is important to God. Amen. Amen. So with that said, we just thank God for this wonderful relationship that we have established with this beautiful young lady that's going to share the word of God with us today. I tell you, I'm always in awe at the beautiful people that God have blessed to come into my life. And I try to hold on to those people. Amen. Some people you have to just let go. But those that are special, those that are anointed, those that God really know that's going to stick with you through it all. Amen. Those people remain. That's just like fruit. Amen. When you witness and go out into the highways and the hedges and begin to compel men to come in. Amen. Then the Bible say your fruit should remain. That don't mean when you go out and witness to them that they become your property. No, these are God's people. And God's people are precious. Amen. And we shouldn't treat them and handle them as their property. Amen. Because we are God's property. Amen. Amen. So I'm excited about this young woman of God. She has such a beautiful spirit. Amen. And that beautiful poem that she wrote just for me, I felt so honored. You know, honored. Amen. Not deserving, but honored. Amen. So she's a wonderful young lady that is ministering, I believe, all over this country. And just to have the opportunity for her to come on and bless our listeners, I count that as a great, great privilege. Amen. So I don't take it for granted. Amen. So I'm going to go right now. Before I go to her, I'm going to see if Prophetess Darlene Davis is on the line. And if she is, amen, we want her to open up with the word of prayer for us, and then I'm going to read a bio on the woman of God that's going to be ministering the word of God for us on today. Amen. So it's Prophetess Darlene on the line. I just missed, just missed this studio. Okay, it's coming back up now. Amen. Is she on the line, Sister Ruby?
Not at this time.
Okay, well, God bless you. Let me see who's on the line. Let's go to Mother Cherry. Well, I see Sister T on the line. If she's able, I'll open her line. If she's able to open up with the word of prayer. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you, Mother Ruby. Father God, we come to the throne to give you all honor and praise and glory because you are worthy, Father God. Father, we lift up this broadcast to you today, Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask you to give us what to say and how to say it, Father God. Feed the people, Father God. Feed the flock, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to cover the leaders of this broadcast, Evangelist Adrian Bernard and Mother Ruby. Father God, we just ask you to set your people on today, Father God. Father God, let no flesh glorify in your sight, Father God. Father, we just want to be led by your Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come on this line, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do on today, Father. We ask you to cover every family, every member of this line, the people that are going to come on here and get the word from you, Father God. A rhema word from you, Lord. Father God, we just ask these blessings in your name, Father God. Father, we just ask you to continue to rain down on us, continue to give us the spirit of love and peace and joy, Father God. And we're thanking you today for all that
you
do.
Jesus.
We thank you for dying on the cross, for living and dying on the cross for our sins, Father God. Father God, open up our hearts, our mind, and our spirit to receive the word from you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to read a bio on Minister Tracy Curtis. She is a Christian relationship minister, and I'm just going to read what she forwarded me. Her vision is restoring relationships from brokenness to wholeness in Christ Jesus. Her mission statement is to help men, women, and children triumph in life by teaching them to examine and control their thoughts and emotions. Her foundation scripture is 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. she'll be ministering also on this topic, emotional wholeness. Minister Tracy Curtis is a Christian relationship minister whose primary ministry niche is relationship reconciliation through emotional wholeness in Christ Jesus. I love that. Minister Curtis believes the Word of God has the principles and the power we need to enjoy wholesome and fruitful relationships. She has developed lessons and offers biblical advice for people of all ages and ethnicities who are looking to strengthen their relationship with Christ and with each other. The lessons taught are meant to edify, I love that, the believer and strengthen their faith, as well as encourage the non-believer to submit their lives to the true and living God. Through Christ Jesus, we can obtain emotional wholeness and be reconciled in our relationships with one another. We were created to be whole. This is just a quote from Minister Tracy Curtis. When we admit our brokenness and lay it at the foot of the cross, Christ will heal the brokenhearted, oh, glory to God, and bind up their wounds. This is a little bit about her education background. Minister Tracy Curtis is a certified faith-based counselor, has a master's in Christian counseling, and is currently pursuing a PhD research theology degree. She is a graduate of Willow Ridge High School. She has some certificates under Lifelong Learning Unlimited, where her certification is in therapeutic love and care singles, gender identity disorder of mental health education certification, faith-based counseling certification. She's also a ministry leader, and she has her leadership and teacher certification in that area. She has been under the also the training of College of Biblical Studies. Also, she has a Christian counselor certification from the American Institute for Christian Education and the Christian Institute. Amen. She's also a graduate of Barham Graduate School and Seminary. So with no further ado, it gives me great pleasure. And again, I tell you, I'm just so honored to have this young woman to take out of her busy schedule and come and share with our audience today. So with no further ado, we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for today, and that's none other than Minister Tracy Curtis of Houston, Texas. Amen. Let's greet her with a hearty amen. God bless you, Minister Curtis.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard. I appreciate the opportunity. I love you with the love of the Lord. I already told you, you have a special place in my heart. I just bonded with you just in such a short time. And I want to thank Sister Ruby for just her servant's heart for the ministry. And because that's a very special blessing on her for being a servant to you and for being a blessing to you. Just may her cup overflow with the love of the Lord.
Jesus.
May God just really richly bless her with all the strength
Thank
that she
you,
needs
Jesus.
For herself as well as for you and for the ministry. Sometimes we forget about those who are serving and who are helping in supportive roles. And I don't want to leave her out because she has a very important role. And I want to thank the young lady who said the prayer. That was very moving, and I really appreciate that. We all need to have a praying spirit, and it's just wonderful when people step up to the plate and just pray and ask. You know, don't give any excuses. I'm just going to open my mouth and start praying, and that's what she did, and then the Lord used her with that. And I want to thank our Heavenly Father for just having this opportunity. This is a wonderful opportunity to just connect with a blessed ministry, a ministry that's focused on the people of God and the purpose of God. And I'm humbled by the opportunity Today, we're going to talk about emotional wholeness. Do you even want it? Is the main question that I have for the listeners. And we're going to be coming from the book of John, chapter 5. I'm going to read a portion from the New King James Version. So the book of John, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. It's about the man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease they had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made whole?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. So the question for today, as we're talking about emotional wholeness, the question that Jesus has for you, the listening audience, is, do you want to be whole? Will you be made whole? Are you willing to do what is necessary to be made whole? Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, your healing power. We thank you for your spirit that lives within us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that today we're going to glean something. We're going to learn something to get us just one step further to our wholeness, Lord God, to change our mind, to challenge what we're thinking, to challenge how we're living our lives, to challenge what we're doing, Lord God, so that we can receive wholeness and healing. We can take up our beds and walk and never return to the state that we were in, Father. We ask that you use your words mightily, Father. Use it mightily. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Let these words be from you. None of me, Lord God, all of you, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to talk to, when I'm addressing this issue, I'm going to be kind of going back and forth between deliverance ministries and people who are coming for healing. So you'll hear me going a little bit back and forth on that. As far as deliverance ministries, the question that I have is, some ministries don't want you to truly be whole because they erroneously believe that if you get whole, if you get your healing, you won't need them.
Mama.
Like modern medicine is meant to only cure the symptoms, or work with the symptoms, but not cure the root cause. I'm only going to deal with your sneezing. I'm only going to deal with your aching, but I'm not going to get to the root cause of your issue. So some deliverance ministries, not all of them, some of them are like that. They're going to only deal with the root, with the symptoms of what you're coming there for, but they will never get to the root. And what's going to happen is you'll keep coming back and coming back and coming back. But Jesus asks you today, will you be made whole? Do you want to be whole? You've been like this for years, a man laid by that pool for 38 years, and nothing changed. What is keeping you in your same situation? Why are you repeating these cycles? Why do you keep doing the same thing over and over? Do you even want to be made whole? You say you do, but you seem to be comfortable in your brokenness. Why are you just laying there expecting someone else to do for you something that Jesus is asking you to do for yourself? He's giving you some specific instruction. God helps those who help themselves. You won't see that in Scripture specifically, literally, but you will see it in action. You'll see Jesus ask the question, are you tired of your mediocrity? Do you want a miracle or do you want mediocrity? Do you want to be whole is what he asked the man. Now, when you're in your relationships, when you're in your brokenness, I want you to examine something about yourself. Look back over the history of your time. Let's look back over these 38 years, or however you've been in that situation. Do you sabotage your relationships because you don't feel lovable or you don't feel like you deserve to be loved? Do you run people away as soon as things start getting good? Why is it that you seem to be comfortable as long as there is some form of controversy or chaos around you? Is that your life? Jesus is asking, do you want to be whole? When there isn't any controversy or chaos, are you the one who's creating it just so you can be comfortable in that situation? Are you attracted to toxic people, toxic relationships? Do you play the blame game? Do you blame others more than examining yourself? The common person in all of your bad situations is you. So Jesus wants to deal with you today. Excuse me. Now, do you really want to be whole? How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to actually change how you think? Because that's where it's going to start. Do you want it bad enough to talk with the Lord and get instructions from him as to what you need to do and do what he says do? It's not good enough to say that you want to be whole, but then you don't do what he says to do. He asked the man a question, do you want to be whole? And then he gave an instruction. Some people like the idea of being whole, but they don't want to sacrifice what is familiar to them in order to become whole. They don't want to change because it will require them to admit that they are the ones with the issue, not the people around them, that they are the source of their problems. It's not what people have done to them in the past. It's not necessarily what people are doing to them right now. It's their own thinking. It's their own way they process things that has messed them up all these years. And because they haven't changed their mindset, because they haven't renewed their mind in Christ, they keep repeating the same cycles. Keep going back to the pool, trying to get whole. Jesus is asking, want to be whole? You can be saved and still messed up in your mind. Let me tell you how I know, because salvation is a complete work provided in Christ. It is nothing that you do to get you saved. It's a complete work in Christ, lest any man should boast about it. It's a work completed by Christ. All you have to do is receive it as a gift. What happens after that is you must renew your mind. That's your part. After salvation, change how you're thinking. How you think is your responsibility. Romans 12:2 tells us that we're not supposed to copy the behavior of this world, but we're supposed to renew our minds and let God transform us into the person that he desires us to be. But we have to renew our minds with what? With his word, by his spirit. The Lord will help you, but he won't do all the work. The Lord will heal you, but first he asks you, do you even want to be healed? If so, rise up, take up your bed, and walk. Do you want to be healed, or where's your mind at, is basically what he's asking you. Don't waste the ministry leader's time running up to the altar year after year after year about the same thing. If you're not going to change your behavior, you're wasting their time. Do you want to be whole? If so, you're going to have to follow the Lord's instructions to receive your wholeness.
Glory.
Let me say that again. Do you want to be whole? If so, you must follow his instructions in order to receive your wholeness. Now, some people run up to the altar. Some people run up for prayer simply because they want to be seen. They want to be seen, get prayed for. They like the attention. And that right there is showing you that you're in a place of dysfunction immediately. That's the place of dysfunction. A lot of times, if you're going up there and you realize that I'm not going to change, I'm telling you, you really need to stop going up there because there are people waiting in line. There's people sitting in the pews who need what the ministry leaders are offering through the Spirit of God, but they won't go up there because you're in their spot. you want to look the part, you want to have a form of godliness, but you want to deny the power that God has to change you.
Mm.
You just want the attention of being prayed for. You want the attention of, I am a martyr, I'm a victim. You're wallowing in that. God is asking you, do you want to be made whole?
Mm.
Don't waste the Lord's time.
Ah, Jesus.
Get out of the way and let someone who's actually hungry and thirsty get their healing.
Yes.
Now, ministry leaders, how do you know if a person is really, really hungry for a resolution for their situation? They will not rationalize why they can't be made whole. They won't try to explain the reasons why they can't follow the instructions given to them in order to be healed. When a person is truly hungry, and you ask them if they're hungry, they'll simply say yes. And they'll receive the food you're offering them. If they're thirsty, they'll say yes. They'll receive the water that you're offering.
Mm.
But if they don't receive it right away, they may hesitate for a little bit out of insecurity, but they will definitely receive it, not have a rebellious attitude with you. Look at the man who was laying at the pool of Bethesda. He was surrounded by a whole bunch of people who had various ailments. In his omniscience, Jesus knew the man had been there for about 38 years. So he asked the man, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? The sick man answered with what? Rationalization. He magnified his situation. I come here. Every time I come here, somebody jumps in before I do. He gives Jesus an explanation to go to his story. He's already practiced his story. He's told it several other times, I'm sure, to other people. But Jesus didn't ask him an open-ended question. He didn't ask him a question that required a story. He asked him a closed-ended question that required a yes or a no. Do you want to be whole? Yes or no. That's all we need. Do you want to be whole? See, well, Pastor, what had happened was, see, Minister, it's just so hard. I just can't stop having sex. I'm only human. See, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus, but I'm not perfect. See, I want to be whole, but it means that I'm going to have to remove some people from my life, and I don't want to end those relationships. No, the question wasn't about your story. The question was about your desire. Do you want to be whole? Yes or no? I've been in this situation so long, it's just so familiar to me. Yes or no? Do you want to be whole? Ministry leaders, it's time to stop coddling people who are coming up to you for prayer. I'm not saying be insensitive. Let the Lord lead you. Use discernment. But the people who are coming up repeatedly, 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 and not changing their lifestyle are wasting your time. And it's okay to tell a person, you know what, I'm not going to pray for you for that issue anymore. You're going to have to show a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, or you won't be healed. Do you want to be healed? That's the question. I know y'all are probably expecting something really sweet and welcoming or something like that, but that's not the word of the Lord today. The word of the Lord is sharp today. He says, do you want to be whole? If not, get out of the way. There's people who are hungry and thirsty. Rationalization. Satisfy being stuck in your mess. Fine with the familiarity of your brokenness. Those are not the people that are going to be whole. Those are going to be the people who are going to be sucking you dry when you have others who can really, who are really there, who want to be whole. Focus on them and let the Lord deal with the rest. Also, ministry leaders, you'll know a person who really wants to be whole if they follow instructions. Even if they hesitate, like the man at the pool of Bethesda, he did do some rationalization and he hesitated, but God gave him instructions and then he followed them. Sometimes a person will ask a lot of questions, that's letting you know that they have a desire, like the woman at the well. Jesus was talking to her. She was thirsty. She started asking him questions. And then he told her to go, and she went. So a person who's asking you questions, that's a sign, yeah, this person, maybe they have a small thirst, but thirst is growing. God can work with that. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. God can work with that little bitty thirst and grow it. Some people will... sometimes when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about a person jumping in the pool. And so some people will test the waters with their feet. They'll just put their big toe in there to see if it's cold. You know, should I go up to the altar? Maybe I'll wait for somebody else to go first.
Oh.
And other people, their thirst will be so genuine that they're going to just dive in like a cannonball. They're going to run to the altar. God can work with both. The one that God won't work with is that person who goes up there with no sincerity of heart, no purity of heart. They're just doing it to be seen. They're in the way. Ask God to give you discernment between the two, between those people, so that the Spirit can flow to the right people. Get that person about the few who really is a little shy, but they really do have a small thirst. Don't be afraid to say no at the altar. Not be afraid to say that. For some, the instruction is going to be as simple as go and sin no more. And I mean it when I say it's that simple. I didn't say it was easy. I said it was simple. There's no complication in the instructions. He's not asking you to build an ark. He's asking you to stop doing what you're doing. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, because it might mean you're going to have to let loose of some relationships. That's not the easy part. It might mean that you're going to have to move from where you're living to move to somewhere else. That's not always easy. But the instruction is go and sin no more. That's very simple. There's no complication in that at all. What's not easy is when you have to deny yourself, when you have to set your will against your desire. That's the part that's not easy. The instruction is simple. Walking it out is not easy. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, oh, it's just very easy. God tells you do it, and then, you know, you're living a life trampling through flowers. No. It's not easy, but the instructions are simple. And he tells us to renew our mind. Go and sin no more. Once you receive the healing, mind has to be renewed. You have to examine what you're thinking about. You have to examine your thoughts. Take your thoughts captive and make them obey Christ. What are you thinking about? Why are you sitting there letting these thoughts roll through your mind and not challenging them with God's word? Don't do that. Examine your thoughts. Why are you thinking what you're thinking? It's going to require that self-examination. It will also require you to pray. In other words, pray always. Pray. Be very consistent with your prayers. Be very aware of God's presence with you all the time. Talk to him, just like I'm talking to you now. Just talk to him. Lord, you know what? That person just pissed me off. Help me not say what I'm thinking. And then help me fix my thoughts about this situation. Because right now I'm mad talking to you just like that. It doesn't have to be a very eloquent speech. He knows you inside and out. He knows how you talk. He knows what you're thinking. Talk to him. Ask him to help you in those situations. And he will. He's a very present help in times of trouble. He will help you when you are facing that situation at that very moment. Before you go off on somebody, pause for a moment and talk to the Lord. Just a split second, and he'll help you. Before you get to the point where you're so sad and depressed about something someone told you, as soon as those thoughts and those feelings try to overcome you, talk to the Lord. Lord, oh, they broke my heart. My feelings are hurt. I'm just so sad. Help me understand this situation. Help me deal with it. Keep me from the pit of despair. And he will. He will do that, but you need to talk to him. You need to develop the relationship with him, an intimate relationship with him. And the only way you can do that is to talk to him regularly, not just about the big stuff. We wait until something big happens. Talk to him about the little things while you're driving, while you're walking. Talk to him about the everyday things in your life. Develop a relationship with him. The hardest part about the simplest instruction is actually doing it. The hardest part about walking this life is taking the first step. That's the hardest part. My daughter, she's 16 now, but when she was a young girl, I guess she may have been about 7 or 8 or something like that, but she loved biscuits for breakfast. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to teach her how to make biscuits. I don't make biscuits from scratch. I make them out of cans, so there's that. And so I told her, I showed her how to make biscuits from scratch. You take the wrapper off and you bang it against the counter, and it makes that loud pop, and you pull them out, put them in the pan, follow the instructions as far as what to turn the oven on, and before you know it, you've got yourself nice warm biscuits. Well, she followed the instructions until it got to the part of the loud pop. The noise terrified her. She hated that noise. She couldn't stand it. She would always run out when it was time to bang the biscuits up against the countertop to open them up. So for a while, I would open them for her and then let her do the rest of it. But at some point, I think she was about 8 and a half, I told her, I'm not going to do this for you anymore. If you want these biscuits, you're going to have to overcome your fear of this noise and open this can of biscuits. And it was so cute watching her, because what she would do is she would put the biscuits in one hand and cover her ear with the other hand. So one ear was still exposed, but she was covering the other ear, and she would bang it, and she would jump. But she opened the can.
Come on.
Now she's 16, so she's cooking all kinds of stuff now. But if I continued to open that can for her, she would have never overcome her fear of that loud pop. She still doesn't like it. She's not afraid of it anymore. Again, ministry leader, you can help people just so much, but at some point, they will need to do it for themselves. It's not wrong to tell a person that you will no longer pray for them for the same thing that you've been praying for 2 years for this person. You have become their crutch. Can the Holy Spirit do anything with you around? They're going to need to learn how to depend on the Lord at some point on their own and overcome their fears, because you won't be with them all the time.
Come on.
Those times when they have those serious decisions they got to make, it's just going to be them and the Lord, and they haven't learned how to hear God's voice for themselves, or haven't learned how to rely on the Lord for themselves, and they always run into you. You've become God in their life.
Oh.
You need to step back. I think at some point, it's going to be time to step back, let them mature emotionally with the Lord. Let them learn how to allow him to guide them through that.
Oh.
Make them step by step, but at some point, let them go and let them do it. Let them overcome that fear. Overcoming fear is part of the process of emotional wholeness. That's part of it. They're going to need to take the risk of, I'm going to let my guard down and get hurt again. Yeah, you might get hurt again, and you might not. I don't want to experience another pop. Well, the pop is part of the process.
Uh-huh.
Person will never get to the delicious warm biscuits if they don't open up that can.
Come on.
They won't overcome their fears of being hurt if they don't overcome their fears of being hurt, they'll never experience true love.
Mm.
If they don't overcome their anger, they'll never experience the peace of God. Ministry leaders, don't allow yourself to be a hindrance to their healing. Just like I couldn't allow my daughters to always rely on me to open up that can of biscuits, don't allow yourself to be a hindrance to them. They've got to learn how to do this on their own at some point.
Mm.
You've got to learn how to overcome these various things, how to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets it. They've got to do that. You can't lay aside the sin for them. They've got to do it. People must be emotionally mature and whole in order to triumph in life. And they're going to have to go through these experiences, because each one is a stone to the next experience. It builds. It strengthens them. It encourages them. It builds that spiritual muscle. It builds that trust in the Lord. In healthy relationships, emotional maturity only becomes possible when people take the risk of rejection and also reveal their internal struggle. What do I mean by that? When they start rationalizing, playing the blame game, are in denial about the situation, and secrecy is huge. Another way secrecy is manifested is a person who's being grandiose. That's a person who's hiding behind their struggles using Christian colloquialisms. What are those? I am too blessed to be stressed, but at home, they're falling out crying.
Mm.
Oh, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, but at home, they're yelling at everybody as soon as they walk through the door. That's a person who is being grandiose around other believers, but at home they're living a secret life of emotional brokenness. They are broken. But they don't want you to be too proud to admit it. They're too proud to lay their brokenness at the cross. Jesus says, will you be made whole, or do you prefer to stay here another 38 years in your mess, in your brokenness? It's a simple question, yes or no. I don't need a story. Yes or no. That's the question Jesus has for everyone today. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. He's already done the hard work, just like the biscuits. The biscuits are already made. Someone's already made the dough, kneaded the dough, put all the ingredients in. All you have to do is open up the can. He's already done the hard work. We just need to follow the simple instructions in order to reap the benefit of the blessing. And the instructions that he gave this man, simple. Rise up, pick up your bed, and walk. Three things. Simple. Doesn't mean it's easy. It's just simple instructions with no complication in it. Not a whole lot of stuff that he's telling you to do. Rise up. You don't need to do what other people are doing. He was sitting there around a whole bunch of other sick people. And Jesus says, you don't need to be sitting here around sick people at this pool when I am Jehovah Rapha. I'm the God who heals. I'm here. Do you want to be whole, or do you want to stay here with these sick people? Do you want to stay in your situation, in your surrounding, or do you want to rise up? There's too many people in our lives who care nothing about living for the Lord. There's too many people in our lives who are encouraging us to be just like them instead of helping us be like Christ. There's too many people who are, quote-unquote, good people, but they are not good for you because they are comfortable being mediocre. They are comfortable in mess. And mess doesn't have to be anything like you being physically abused or something like that. It could be, I'm just living a lukewarm life. That's mess in the eyes of the Lord. He will spew you out being lukewarm. He would rather you be hot or cold, but lukewarm ain't going to make it. Definitely ain't going to make it. What are you thinking? Are you thinking that being around these people, being in a situation is good for you? I'm going to tell you it's not. One of my favorite Disney movies is The Lion King. I love, 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 love that movie. In that movie, Simba, he's a cub. He's a lion cub. Heir apparent to the throne to be king of the jungle. But he runs away from home, and he hooks up with his friends who have this life philosophy of Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, it means no worries for the rest of your days. Problem-free philosophy. Nothing, no goals. We have no aspirations. We want to just live our lives how we want to live them. We're not caring about anything. We're never maturing. We're always going to remain the same. Hakuna Matata. That's that accept me as I am mentality. I have no desire to grow. I have no desire to do more or be more. I want to be exactly as I am for always. That's not what God wants for you. He wants you to grow in Christ and in the knowledge of the truth. He wants you to continually grow, to learn more about him, to grow spiritually, to grow physically. You'd have a problem if you had a child and that child 20 years later was still a baby. God expects us to grow and to mature, not to remain broken. And he helps us through that. But we have to do what he says. We can't live a life of Hakuna Matata. Years passed, and that cub stayed in that Hakuna Matata mentality. He lost years of his life doing nothing.
My.
Is that you? Are you spending years by the pool broken, expecting somebody else to do something for you?
Come on.
Are you wasting years of your life with people around you who are not doing anything to challenge you and challenge your thinking to help you grow in Christ? Are you comfortable in mediocre mess? Hakuna Matata. Jesus says, will you be made whole? Yes or no? I don't want to hear the story. Yes or no? That's the question. It's not the people around you as much as it is you. Jesus is not focusing on what other people are doing to you. He is focusing on you. What are you thinking? What are you doing? Why? Because you can't control what other people do, say, or think, but you can control what you do and say and think. He's going to hold you responsible for what you do, what you say, what you think. So when you talk to him, when we talk to him, oh, this person did this, or I'm doing this as a response to what so-and-so did to me. Okay, yeah, that's true. Those things happen. So the question is, will you be made whole? What is your response to your situation? He's challenging you about what you're thinking. Will you be made whole? The next question was, take up your bed. Don't forget your past. I'm not saying try to relive it. I'm not trying to say have your past, hold your past against you or allow other people to do that. But don't forget your past, because your past is going to become your testimony.
Mm.
He's going to use, nothing is wasted with the Lord. Everything you've experienced, everything you've encountered, he will use those very things to heal you with. He will use those very things. Your scars are going to remind you that your past was real. Your scars are going to remind you of that you are healed. Your scar is going to remind you of all that he has done for you. Take up your bed. Rise up. Get out of your situation. Change your thinking. Take up your bed. Remember where you came from. I've healed you. That which has caused you pain will be the same thing that he will use to bring you wholeness. The thing that imprisons you will be the same thing he's going to use to liberate you. Take up your bed. Remember where you came from. And when he elevates you, do not get snobbish. Do not snub your nose at the people who are still back there at the pool, because you don't know if he's going to send you back there once you're whole. You don't know how he's going to use you to bring someone else out. So don't get so snobbish that you forget where you came from. I remember this one ministry leader, one of her congregants got pregnant. And she just ripped that woman up and down. Yeah. And I stood back and I thought about it. I'm like, really? Well, what's in your past?
Uh-huh.
How is it that you can rip this person, and what's in your past?
Uh-huh.
For another ministry leader, he had one of the teenage girl in his congregation. She got pregnant when she was a teenager. He actually had her go on the floor in the congregation and apologize to the congregation. That broke my heart when I saw that happen.
Mm.
I was angry because it was also a friend of mine, so I was really angry when I saw that happen. And knowing his past, the sins in his past, I believe he did that.
Mm.
When God tells you take up your bed, remember where you came from. Don't
sit
in judgment of other people who are committing the same sins that are in your past.
Mm.
Don't sit in judgment of them. Help them get out of that.
Lord,
but when you sit there and point a finger at them in judgment, it's prideful, self-righteousness. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. Even though you're healed, it's a filthy rag in the eye of the Lord. Why? Because the only righteousness you have, he gave you righteousness. You righteousness. So to sit and judge a person for committing the sin that God delivered you from?
Oh.
No, sir. That is not the compassion that Jesus showed to people who were hurting. He knew the sin in their lives, and he had compassion on them. The people he didn't have compassion on were those religious folks who were so religious, all they can do is judge people. They were not repentant at all. They weren't feeling good. Those are the people who Jesus went and turned tables on. Those are the people he's equipped to. Don't be that person. When God heals you, take up your bed. Remember where you came from. Your past is your testimony.
Yes.
Don't let your testimony be tainted to where you're using your testimony to really try to reveal secrets about somebody just so you can make them feel bad or make them look bad in public. Don't give a tainted testimony.
Mm.
Your testimony is not so much about what other people did to you, but what God did for you.
All right.
Be careful about your testimony. Don't let it taint it with a hidden agenda. that one was for free to somebody out there who's got that kind of testimony. The last thing, instruction, that was simple. He said, walk. Rise up, take up your bed, and walk. Seek covenant relationships. Clean up your mess. Don't leave things undone. Where God is going to take you, you not only need to walk, but you must walk in integrity. In the relationship, you don't have to do it with angriness, bitterness. You don't have to slam doors to walk out. You don't have to call people names. Well, you know, no, you don't have to end the relationship like that. End it with love and compassion, because that's how God came to you. Don't burn bridges. Sometimes we have to. Sometimes we have to completely close doors. But all of our relationships don't have to be closed doors. When you do it, you don't have to cut somebody out to end the relationship. Have a pure heart, so the Holy Spirit can use you and build your character. Take up your bed and walk.
Walk
in integrity. Allow the Lord to build your character. Don't leave a mess behind you. Some of these people you can be friends with, and some of them you can't. Ask the Lord to show you the difference. Ask the Lord to give you discernment. But most importantly, you must seek covenant relationships. So when you walk away in integrity, you must also walk forward in integrity. Don't get back in the same mess. Don't get back with the same types of people, just with different names and different faces. Seek covenant relationships. Take up your bed and walk. You now have a testimony. Don't mess up your testimony by getting them back into the same situation. Don't do that. So that's the word for today. I hope I haven't taken up too much time, Evangelist Bernard, but that's what God says for today. Rise up, take up your bed, and walk. Do you want to be whole?
Wow. What a wonderful, wonderful lesson. Take up your bed and walk. Will you be made whole? We have a choice. Oh, that was beautiful, Minister Tracy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Emotional wellness. You know, we've been hitting on these subjects quite regularly. You have to do something. I can't take up your bed. The man that was at the pool, his friends couldn't take up his bed. He had to have the faith and to believe that when Jesus spoke it to him, amen, it was happening. Ah, you don't have time with your friends, your neighbors, your buddies, your good pal. When God speak a word in your heart, you have to move like Pastor Hamilton said, 0 to 5 seconds right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah. You know, it's ironic that you came and, well, I knew you were speaking today, but yesterday I also ministered and I came out of the book of Psalm 34, and I was sharing with the audience that when God spoke in my spirit towards the middle part of last year, you know, I was waiting for the perfect time to move. You know, sometimes we try to get things in order and we're going to organize this and we're going to plan how it's going to go. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? God, when you don't do what God would have you to do and you don't move when he speaks it, amen, God will start closing doors.
Amen.
Now things. Amen. He will make it so difficult for you that, hey, you don't have no other choice in the matter. And you know, when we see things happening and we're waiting on God, Minister Tracy, and we're saying, now, Lord, show me this, show me this. He said, well, I've already shown you everything. What else do you need to see? Amen. Just get up, trust me, and go. Amen. So when God gives you a command and you find, well, sometimes we look for some excuses because it's not a comfortable time. It's not a good
right.
season we're in. So we're waiting for the perfect season. Amen. Oh, God, I bless you today. And that's what I had to do. I had to just say, all right, Lord, I know some things is not of the devil. Sometimes God will shut you down. Sometimes
right.
he'll close your business. Amen.
Right.
God, y'all don't want to hear that today. But he said, pick up your business. Will thou? First he asked the question, will thou be? The man told him all what was going on in his life. He said, I don't have nobody to put me there. I need some help. Well, Jesus only said, will thou be made whole? I don't want to hear about what you don't have available. I don't want to hear about what you don't have access to. Will thou be made whole? Sometimes we're looking for confirmation through our friends and our family. Amen. But guess what? Ooh, Jesus, that's why it's important for
yes,
each
Lord.
Of us to have a meaningful, intimate relationship with God. But you don't have to compose nobody. See, when you communicate with God every day, he'll talk to
yeah.
you. He'll talk to you, and he'll confirm his word because he said, my word will not go out and return unto me void. That means
yeah.
if God said it, trust him, believe him, and stand on it because guess what? If God said it, God will never make himself look like a clown, an idiot,
Amen.
A fool. God will never make himself ashamed. He will uphold his name. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, but my word, guess what? It ain't going to return unto me, boy, and I'm not going to change my word for you. Now, God will change some situations. He'll change some circumstances. Amen. He'll paint another picture. But his word, he said, my word is forever settled in him. This woman here, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, we don't want to hear simple messages like this. You know, we want to hear some, I am the Lord. We want to hear some moaning and groaning. But, baby, God don't moan and groan every day. Sometimes he'll come in a quiet way, and he'll speak one word to you. Go. That's all. That's all he said was go. Don't even consider what I'm going to do. He told Abraham, he said, take thine only son. Imagine after being 100 years old. Hallelujah. Imagine and God give you an heir. Hallelujah. God give you a son, bone of your bone. Hallelujah. Flesh of your flesh. And then God tell you to take him. Hallelujah, and said, I want you to offer him up to me. How many of us gonna obey that? No, God, Lord, I'm 100 years old. You've just given me a son, and now you're telling me to take my only son? Yes, I have another son, Ishmael, but he's not the promised son. The promise was in Isaac. And you mean to tell me you're going to tell me to take my only son? Florida, all these years I've waited on this boy. Now you tell, oh, God, Abraham, that's why they call him the father of faith, because Abraham trusted God. Hallelujah. And he was going to offer Isaac up. He was going to make that sacrifice. Oh, but how many know that God always set a ram in the bush? He would that none of us would perish. God is trying to do something for us today, people of God. He's trying to talk to us. He wants us to be made whole. He don't want us to come in limping. He don't want us to come in with our body disfigured. God wants us to be whole. Oh, Jesus, this woman there preached here today. Hallelujah. Wasn't no jumping and shouting message. Just something simple. She asked the question, do you want to be whole? That's a simple question. It's a simple question. Oh, but I'm telling you, honey, you have to do some things to be made whole. You're going to have to deny this flesh. You're going to have to lay before God prostrate. Jesus, you're going to have to learn how to forgive. You're going to have to learn how to love. You're going to, Jesus,
yes,
I'm
going
to stop. I'm going to stop. You done stirred me up, Minister Tracy. Hallelujah.
It's Lord, it's simple, but it's not easy.
Do you want to be made, or do you want to be whole?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I look at the young people today. Oh, Jesus, if I knew what I knew, if I knew 30 years ago what I know today, I would be a bad girl. Hallelujah. But these young people, you know how history repeats itself? I can hear my grandmother admonishing me. And telling me you're going to reap what you sow. When you get to be a woman, you're going to wish you was a little girl. I couldn't understand all of that, Minister Tracy. I was a teenager, man. I wanted to do my thing just like the young people today want to do that. I didn't understand what you, Lord, I was like, what? Oh, when I get to be a woman, I'll never wish to be a child again. Oh, but I hear those words come back and haunt me. Sometimes I could hear while I'm asleep some of the things they would say. And they would download in my spirit, and I didn't understand. But the psalmist said, you'll understand it better by and by. Keep on living when you have your children. When you begin to have your grandchildren, and as I was reflecting, Minister Tracy, and then I'm going to let Sister Ruby open up the lines, I begin to reflect, and as I'm here in New Orleans, two great-grandchildren, a grandson and a granddaughter, and then left two great-grandchildren in Stockton, and I begin to look at this thing, and I say, Lord, these are my seed. These are my seed. This is something that you promised me. You promised me that my children would be blessed and my children's children. God didn't have to allow me the opportunity to live to see great-grandchildren. No, I didn't want them to have none. I wanted them to go on to school and become productive, beautiful young ladies. I didn't want to see no great-grandchildren this early. But since they're here, what am I to do? I have to impart into them the things that my grandmother and my mother and my great-grandmother tried to instill in me. Amen. We all have tomorrow ain't promised to us. I heard you say about your daughter. She loved to eat the biscuits, but she was fearful of that. Hey, there's some things we're going to fear in this life. Now, fear is not a bad thing. Amen. But we know that God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. But some things that we're not aware of, some things that we're not knowledgeable in, when they're presented to us, there is a fear. It's a fear sometimes to pack up and move to another city and don't know what behold you. You don't know where your next meal coming from. You don't know what kind of job you're going to have. You don't know if you'll be able to provide for your children. But you just heard God say, go. God, I bless
you.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank God that I don't have any more kids, but I have a 17-year-old that I'm responsible for. And that's it. I couldn't see this 15 years ago. I couldn't envision this. Hallelujah. And people were telling, all of those kids are going to come back and they're going to bless you. And I used to say, yeah, when? Lord, I wanted to be over with. This flesh wanted it to be over with instantly. I didn't want to wait 15 years. Oh, glory to God. But
yes,
I thank
Lord.
God. During those 15 years, God has strengthened me. During these 15 years, God has preserved their life. Now they're young women with children and families of their own. And guess what? I instilled in them everything I knew how. I taught them the way of God. I taught them how to be independent, how to not look to a man, amen, to have to pay your rent and take care of your bills. God, that's what I taught them. Amen. And every one of them will work. Every one of them are working. They're working. Amen. They're taking care of themselves. They're in some a dysfunctional relationship. But guess what? They have to come into the knowledge of what they're all about on their own. Grandmother can't do it. I'm gone. And I'm glad I'm gone. I get on our side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But the Bible said train them up in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. They're young, they want to do that thing. Ah, hallelujah. But I pray when they reach the age of maturity, amen, that they would be able to kick some of these knuckleheads to the side and they would try to find out who they are. They would know how to identify with what it is that make them who they are. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Let me stop God. This girl has messed me up today. Hallelujah. But I thank God for you. Thank you for coming and share with me. Thank you for coming and share with our listeners. You have encouraged my spirit today. Amen. And I tell you, you have a open invitation to come back and share anytime you have some free time and whatever the Lord put on your heart. We need this kind of teaching. Amen. We need this.
Yes,
we need this, not just for our young girl, but for our young men, too. We need it more so for our young men because they don't know who they are. They don't want to be whole. Amen. So I thank God for Minister Curtis coming and share with us today. Amen. And I'm going to this thing has blessed me today. Amen. Amen. I'm going to Sister Ruby. We've had quite a few callers on the line today, and I was able to access. I've been working on this computer. You all forgive me all day. I had to call on Pastor Hamilton to help me, and I'm going to ask Sister Ruby to open up his line first. I see him on the line. I had to call on him, and I do want to publicly apologize to Minister Curtis because I tried to do a little flyer and get it together and promote on the social media, but I didn't have the proper tools that I needed. My publisher was shut down. Computer was shut down. I had to do some other things, but you know how the Lord blessed me today? Yesterday, my brother called me, and he told me, you know, and I had already gotten prophecy about this brother being a blessing to me. I couldn't see it because, you know, he's one of my brothers. I called him. You know, I say Minister Tracy, he's, you know, he kind of into himself. But someone had already spoken to me before I moved back home, say, that brother going to be a blessing to you. And I said, what? Lord, I have to see this. But, you know, he called me yesterday evening, and he said, take that computer back that you got. He said, I have a brand new computer for you. And when I went to his office this morning, he's a businessman. He owns a printing shop here in New Orleans and a convenience store. And I went to the shop this morning. There was a Dell computer brand new in the box. And I was here trying to set it up this morning. Amen. So I got a flyer together while you were speaking, Minister Tracy. And I'm just going to put it on my page anyhow. But I called on Pastor Hamilton to get something together to post for me because I just couldn't get it done. And, you know, when you don't have the tools that you need, you're in limbo. Amen. But I thank God for men and women of God that are just so willingly and so loving and so kind to sacrifice their time and help you out. So I called on Pastor Hamilton, and truly he got it together. So I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for this wonderful woman of God. God is going to take you somewhere. Amen. God is going to do some things for you, Minister Tracy. Amen. All of your schooling, all of your training, all of your teaching, it's not in vain, sweetheart. God have an acceptable and an appointed time for you, and you're going to be ministering all over. Hey,
Jesus.
Coming out of Houston, baby. You just won't be known in Houston. You're going to be known some other places. Other places, too. So God bless you. We're going to open up the line. Pastor Hamilton, God bless you.
God bless you all. Hello, family. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Amen. Well, God bless you all. And what a word, what a word, what a word. Are you ready? Are you ready to be made whole? That's the question we can all look at ourselves daily. And it needs to be a motivating question each day that before you take up that cross, are you ready to be made whole? That puts us in a position to get in order with God. He requires us to be whole. Why not require it of ourselves? So, Minister Tracy, I just bless God for you in that word today. I would like to invite everybody that's on the line that if this word encourages you, Minister Tracy is on the Now Network tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time with her show that is related called I Can Relate. And she's blessing us with methods and principles on how to relate. So we just thank God for her and her ministry. Minister Tracy, you are blessed and called according to God's purpose. So just keep walking in his favor and know that we got you. You are not alone.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Can you give that information out for that, give that information out for that Now Network, Pastor Hamilton?
Yes, that is tonight. From 7 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, there's a variety of shows. Here, let me get that information up for you. The number is to call.
I have
area code. Area code 646-595-4424, or check on my Facebook page, Minister Tracy's Facebook page. There's also a flyer, the Now Network flyer that's out there that also gives the times and dates. And then she'll have a personal flyer going out this afternoon for the show.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
Amen.
Love you.
All right. Well,
amen.
God, we certainly appreciate that information, and we certainly want our listeners to call in and listen in on that network. Pastor Hamilton has been a faithful supporter of this broadcast, and he ministers on our Provoke Fridays on Fridays. Amen. I'm just so excited about what God is doing. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited. Amen. I see Pastor Miracle on the line, so we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up Pastor Miracle's line. Amen. We don't want to go to the after Pastor Miracle, we're going to go to the new callers that we see on the line. We want to acknowledge them first, and our regular callers, you all know the drill. We'll come to you all after we acknowledge our guests first. But we see the pastors, and those pastors that we see on the line, we're going to open up the line to them first, and also Prophetess Darlene Davis, too. God bless you, Pastor Miracle. So good to see you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you as well, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Sister Ruby. And our speaker today really, really, really blessed my heart. I'm so glad that I tuned in. It was just such a sweet, wonderful word that went forth, and it's very, very, very necessary. And I want you to know that I was tremendously blessed today. And, you know, and it's just good to be reminded, you know, that God just simply, it's simple. It's not as complicated as we make things a lot of times. And so it was just a very wholesome word. And so I just want you to know that you blessed my heart tremendously today. And I'm just excited to be on the call, just fellowshipping with you all, Evangelist Bernard. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. And this is another powerful woman of God that hosts a prayer line Monday through Saturdays. Amen. And you can give them your information and your time for that, Pastor Miracle. We're going to get to y'all.
Amen. Well, it's actually every day, and it's 5 a.m. to 6:30, and it's Central Standard Time. The number is 712-432-6100, and the access code is 262-151-pound. Amen.
Amen. And she's on the social media network also, so you can visit her on our page and see that information if you forget, or you can call me, and I have it in downloaded in my phone base. Amen. We're going to go to Sarubi. Let's go to Verona Singleton. We haven't seen Roni on the line in a while. She's working, so she's not able to be here with us, so we want to acknowledge her, and then we'll go to our new callers for today. God bless you, Verona. God bless you, Roni. Okay, we'll have to come back to her. Sister Ruby, if we can open up our new caller's line. Amen, amen.
Oh, amen. We have area code 314-9164.
Yes. How you doing, Pastor? I really enjoyed the message today, and I really got a lot out of it.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yep. Oh.
Amen. Who are we speaking with?
We're speaking with Doris. My name is Doris, and I was just enjoying everything the pastor was saying is to walk in peace and to walk away. Basically, that's how I live my life.
Amen. What area are you?
Yes, there are some people we just have to walk away from.
Yes, true.
What area are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
You calling from Houston, too? Well, God bless you. So
yes.
Good to have you with us. Or did you hear about us from Minister Tracy, or how did you hear about the network?
I was just going through Blog Talk, and I saw you. I saw it
Blog Talk. Look at God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So,
amen.
Thank you for joining in on the show.
Yes.
Amen.
I work on the internet. It's just easier to hear it on the phone.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Minister, Sister Dora. We certainly invite you to come back. We're on Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So God bless you. Thank you
God
for tuning in. Okay.
Thank you.
Next. Amen.
832-9928.
God bless you, caller. Area code 832. The last four of your number is 9928. Can you greet us? Okay, well, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, next.
Mother Charity.
Yeah, God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really did enjoy that message, amen, of what I heard. There was a high squelching that would cut her voice out, you know, periodically. But I got basically what her point was. And that was, will you be made whole? That was a dynamic question. Amen. Hallelujah. That gave us all some soul searching. Amen.
Mm.
Will thou be made whole? Praise the Lord. And when she was talking about her daughter with them biscuits, I could relate to that because I hate to hear that pop too. Amen. But because of the content, and what you know you was going to get out of it, you kept on popping. Kept popping them cans, praise the Lord, and got used to it. But I hate to hear it, too. But I enjoyed, amen, that particular message, amen, and what I got from it, amen. And God bless you all and bless the speaker of the hour as well. And amen. Y'all pray for us, too, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Mother Charity also has a prayer line Monday through Saturday out of Detroit, Michigan. Amen. And if Mother has that information available, she's certainly welcome to give it out, Mother.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. And that's 1-712-432-0700. And the access code number is 163-869 and the pound sign. And that's Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. In the morning. Amen. That's Eastern Standard Time.
All right, Mother.
Uh-huh.
Amen, Mother. Well, we thank God for you. We're going to go back to Sister Verona. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, Ronnie.
God bless you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you all. Greetings in the precious name of Jesus, and I'm just so happy to be on the line to just listen and hear at the fellowship of the people of God, and I just thank God and praise him for that word today. That was, as Mother Charity said, and those of you that have spoke about it, that hit each and every one of us, and it is a needed question that we ourselves ask ourselves. When will we be made whole? And in this walk in God, I just say this of my own testimony. I know what she's saying is true. You spoke the word today. In our walk, we are going to have to come to that place that you're going to have to ask yourself, will you be made, will I be made whole?
Lord have mercy.
You got to search your own self. Like my mother used to say, I searcheth my heart. And the God had revealed me, he don't have to search my heart. He are in the word, because the word, he already knows my thoughts are far off. He don't have to search my heart. But my mother at her homegoing, they played the tape, and I wasn't there when she said it. And she said, I searcheth myself, and God told me that's your answer. Search yourself according to his word. But according what the sister was teaching today is, we have to say, will I be made whole? God is calling for holiness. That's wholeness.
Yes.
So we just thank God today for that confirming word, for me to continue to press into God and just surrender to him, trust him, rest in him, finish work that he's done. He's done the work. All we have to do is trust him. And obey his word. And I just pray for me as I continue to just surrender to God's will for my life. And God bless you, woman of the hour. And it's just a pleasure as always. My soul is happy and resting in God.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for you. I tell you, we've had a lot of areas on the line today. We certainly thank God for you. We probably had over 20-some-odd callers on the line today from different areas in the nation, and we certainly thank God for those out of Michigan, North Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, all of the different areas that come on this line. We certainly thank God for you. We thank God for your attentiveness and thank God for your tremendous support. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Dawn, and then I think Minister Democrat is the last one that we haven't heard from, and then we'll go to Sister Ruby for her comments. And we want you all to really stay tuned for the rest of the week. Amen. We have tomorrow, I'm thinking this is already midweek, but it's not. So we have 3 more days to go, the Lord's will. We're going to continue to talk about will thou be made whole. Amen. So Sister Dawn, amen. If she, I know she's at work sometimes, so she may not be able to say anything, but this is my sister. I love her dearly. She's been very supportive of this radio broadcast and my ministry, and just have been a big blessing in my life. Dawn, are you able to take anything? God bless you.
Hi. Well, I didn't hear the broadcast too much today because I was doing something at work, but God bless you, Evangelist Adrian, and everybody's on the line. God bless you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Will thou be made whole? That was the question today. Amen. Well, God bless you, Dawn. We're going to go to Minister Democrat, he's back in the house. Amen. God bless you. I miss him, I tell you.
Amen. 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 And the redeemed of the Lord said so. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, family. Amen. Amen. Minister Tracy, God bless you. Amen. That was a powerful message. Amen. A message that's going to save somebody's life, because she talked about emotional wellness. And you've seen stuff going on over the internet, like people beating their children on these YouTube clips, and they think they're doing good by beating them online. And then she talked about, like, this person made this person that was pregnant apologize in front of the whole church. People are hurting people and think they are doing good, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very important for messages like this to come out and say, wait a minute. Amen to God. You know, we talking about emotional wellness. Amen to God. You furthering hurting these people by doing stuff like that. And you know, and those of you that didn't see it yet, there's a viral YouTube going on. Like this African mother whooping her child with a belt because she posted nude pictures online, and she's beating her almost all. It turned to abuse. I mean, it was so bad. I had to turn it off. It was like so bad she's being. And you if you ask that mother, she said, I think I'm doing her good and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And these preachers in here, you know, like she talked about bringing people business before the whole, you know, they think they're doing good, but they're hurting these people and stuff like that and affecting them. So, you know, that's why I think messages like this is very important, where we need to realize, consider yourself. Amen, amen to God, when you talking to other people, because our righteousness really is as a filthy rag. So I appreciate that message, and I believe that those that really listen to this message today, amen to God, you know, and think, you know, it's going to save somebody's life, because you might think you're helping somebody, you know, by doing crazy stuff like that, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, consider yourself, amen, and think about it before you, amen, discipline someone or something like that, I would say. So, you know, that's what I got out of the message, amen, amen, and God, will you be made whole? Amen. Ooh. So I receive that woman of God, amen, and God, you will save somebody's life with this message today. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
I tell you. They don't really realize what they're doing. They are jeopardizing their own lives. And when you can do something that crazy and put it on a public social media, I mean, these people are just, well, oh, that's another story. I ain't even going to go there. Amen. But we're going to go to Sister Ruby, and we're going to ask for her remarks. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to have prayer for this woman of God that ministered to us today. I tell you, she needs to be covered. Yeah, you don't know more, Shia.
Yes.
Amen, because the enemy don't want messages like this to come forth. Amen. So we're going to have our remarks from our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, God bless you. God bless each and everyone on the broadcast. Minister Curtis, your mother-in-law was on, Catherine Curtis. She had dropped off, but when I went and, you know, went to the yellow like I went to you for a few of them before the broadcast, she let me know that, you know, your mother-in-law was on. So that was a blessing. And we have, we had two in the chat room, one 1594, and then we had, what's that? I can't get, oh, T. Reed Curtis. They were on before Evander's. It was two on the chat room. And the T. Reed Curtis, Evander, say they love you and wish you blessings in your new ground. So it was just a blessing, Minister Curtis. The Lord used you mightily with that. Will you be made whole? He's not telling us, do we want? We have to make a choice and a decision. And even though I feel like I'm at a level, I've been in the body for a while, but that's still not making me the way the Bible say, and it's stuck in my heart. So it was truly a blessing, and like a Minister Democrat and everybody else on the line said, it's a soul-searching message, and a lot of people are going to come to the Lord or hear this word and ask themselves, excuse me, will I be made whole? We always want everybody else to do the work or give comments or suggestions. Well, you know, you need to do this, like they don't even want to hear from God at times. So basically the Lord sent a word and say, will you be made whole? And I had put in the chat room, I thought your message was, and it really was, to emotional healness, but then I added emotional wholeness too. So it's just a blessing that's just stirring up in me, and I just thank the Lord for you that you have made this flight, and the Lord is anointing you and carrying you higher with his people in the Lord. So be blessed. And we had 20, matter of fact, I think about two of them, we had 24 callers on the line, but they got off, a lot of them from your area, 832. And a prophetess, Darlene Davis had got off a little earlier because it was about 22 callers at one time. So God bless you, and we just thank the Lord that you took the invitation because, you know, I'm finding out Jesus know everything about us. He know the time and the date and what he want his people to hear. And I'm always saying at the end of the announcement, don't hang up because God has a rhema word just for you, and it was just for me today. God bless you, Minister Tracy.
Praise God. Bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. By way of announcements, we want to continue. We're promoting the Father-Daughter Talk Conference that's going to be held here in New Orleans on June 19th and 20th. We're asking all of our listeners and callers and all of the audience, all of our friends and family in the gospel to sponsor one young lady to attend this conference. Amen. The conference registration fee is $45, and it'll be here on Thursday and Friday, June 19th and 20th. So you can go to R.C. Blake's page, or you can go to New Home Ministry page, and you can see that flyer. We're trying to get about 50 sponsors, so I know when the Lord provide with the 50, that'll be 50 young women or young men, not just for women, but they're going to have something for the young men too, for their lives to be changed. Amen. You don't know, it only take one word from God to change somebody's life. Amen. Also, we want you to mark your calendars for September the 4th through the 6th. All roads lead to, again, New Orleans, Louisiana. This is my home base now, so we're going to be doing some work in this area. We're sponsoring and hosting a citywide crusade / ministry launch. So I will be launching our ministry here in New Orleans during that conference, September the 4th through the 6th. So mark your calendars. We want all of our friends and family and those that labor in the gospel with us to come down and share in this event. Amen. This is about souls. Amen. Also, one more announcement. We're looking for, the Lord laid this on my heart, to have about 24 people in all of the major cities around the country for 1 hour. If we can get 24 prayer warriors or prayer intercessors to take 1 hour a day and pray, we'll see some changes in this nation. Amen, amen. And I just believe that. 24 in every major city. Amen. If we would just come together and can mobilize an army of prayer warriors to pray, we will cover our leaders, we will cover our family, we will cover our communities, and we will cover our children, and we will cover our government and our president and all the different governments and different officials here in the nation. They need a covering. Amen. The times are evil. Amen. And God, the enemy says, the devil says he's going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. So we all need to be covered. Everybody need prayer. The Bible said men should always pray. Amen. That they don't faint. Hallelujah. So govern yourselves. Keep those announcements. We're going to be posting it on the social media as the days approaches. So, amen. Whatever you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. Amen. So we're going to ask Minister Democrat, look like he's the only one other than Mother Charity on the line, to pray for Minister Tracy Curtis, and then we're going to go back with the final remarks from her. So if you could open his lines, we want him to pray for this woman of God, that God would continue to use her where she can continue to be a voice, amen, that others will hear and others will buy into, amen, changing their lives and being made whole in this season. Amen. God bless you, Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen. We ask, oh God, that you will pour back into this woman of God. Amen,
yes.
Amen. All that she has given us today, amen, to God. Amen,
yes.
Amen, to God. Begin to anoint her even now. Amen, to God. Being that, amen, the Bible says, amen, because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Let it fall on her wherever she at, God. Amen, that, amen, whatever the yoke is, it will be destroyed in the name of Jesus, in the congregations, oh God, in the prayer groups, oh God, in the families, oh God, in her finances, oh God. Amen. We speak even divine health over the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, that there be no backlash, oh God, that there be no retaliation for what she did here today, oh God. Amen. But you will cover her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Even from this prayer, God, hallelujah, begin to, oh God, bless those assigned to her, oh God. But this woman of God has a ministry, amen, to God. Amen to God, those that she have not even met yet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, begin to stir up in them, oh God. Hallelujah. And stir up the rhema word in her, God. Amen. That when they come to her, God, she will have that word to give them at that particular time. We speak this over her life in the name of Jesus, oh God. Not by power, nor by might, oh God, but by your spirit. That what she said today, God, falls on good ground. We speak this in her life right now in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you once again, Sister Tracy. We're going to go back to you. Amen. And have your final comments and remarks. Again, we just thank you for this wonderful, wonderful time that you shared with us today. Amen. So we just appreciate you and appreciate the sacrifice. God.
Amen. Well, y'all have just really blessed my heart. I'm a huge crier. I always cry. The Lord always makes me cry. I'm just so sensitive towards him. And y'all just really blessed me just hearing the callers on the line and just knowing that the word has touched somebody's heart and that somebody's life is going to be changed, that nothing that I've experience, nothing that we've experienced will ever be wasted. God uses everything.
Yes, God.
And I just praise him for that. And I thank you again, Evangelist Bernard, for just this opportunity. And thank you so much, Minister Democrat, for that prayer. It really did bless me. It really did bless me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I bless the Lord for being so present in my life.
Yes,
for
God.
For being a healer.
Thank
the
you,
God
Jesus.
Who heals. He is, it's miraculous what he can do, and he does it in so many different ways that when we limit him by saying he will only do it this way, we limit our opportunity to experience him.
Mm.
So I just thank him for his power, for his presence, and I praise him, and I give him all the glory. And I just, I'm just so very humble and appreciative of this opportunity.
Amen, amen. Well, we certainly have been blessed today. We certainly have been blessed. Again, we're going to ask Sister Roni to, I'm going to open up her line, and I just feel the very presence, a strong presence, and I want to open up her line, and I'm going to ask her to intercede and to pray for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. This is a trying time. She don't say a lot, but when she get moved, she'll say something. But this week is a very trying week for her, remembering her daughter, and we just want God to continue to strengthen her and comfort her, amen, where she can get through this week, amen, and even next week as the time approaching, you know, you commemorate the anniversary of her daughter. So we want Sister Verona to pray for Sister Ruby right now in the name of Jesus. And all of us that's on the line, I want you to stand in agreement with us as we pray for Sister Ruby. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we come before you today. We thank you, Lord God, for your finished work.
Yes.
That, Lord God, you've done it all. You did it all through Jesus Christ on Calvary, oh God. That our healing, deliverance, everything that we need was done. It was finished.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, thank you, because you said you're a comforter. Your word tells us that you're a comforter.
Oh,
and
God.
We that are here, we are witnesses that you are a comforter, Lord God. You're a present
yes,
help
God.
And
yes,
help.
Ah, hallelujah, Lord.
Lord God, we ask you right now to
God.
Send your ministering angels, your comforting angels, Lord God.
Yes,
comfort you. Mother Ruth, you, God. Oh, God, gird her up with your strength, Lord God.
Glory to Jesus.
Your strength is made perfect, oh, God. And
yes.
We thank you for perfect strength, oh, God, today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in our life, oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
We
thank
you. Hallelujah. Know that you are the lifter
Jesus.
Of her hand.
Jesus.
We praise
Hallelujah.
You right now.
Yes.
Right now, Lord.
We exalt you and we magnify you, Lord God, and we know that you have our petition, Lord God. Your word says that one would put 1,000 to flight, two would put 10,000 to flight.
Yes,
now you come
in thank you, Jesus.
As a mighty army, as evangelists are saying, oh God, you're calling on the intercessors, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
That's
Hallelujah.
That you're calling the intercessors, God. Nothing's too hard for you, oh God. We know
nothing, Lord, nothing.
All things are possible and through you.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for what it's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And again,
Hallelujah.
We pray. We rest in the finished work. In the name of Jesus,
thank
we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
bless
Lord.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So
oh,
worthy.
Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Put on the garment of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do it, God. Do it, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Do it, God.
Ah. Thank
Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Take a moment just to praise him right here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise him. Thank you for praising. Don't feel the burden. I'm a witness. I know.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Right. That's right. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You don't have to hang down because he's the lifter of your head. Yes, Lord.
Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy.
Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We thank you.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they
yes,
are
safe. Ah, hallelujah,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to great
thank
God,
you,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, strengthen the day. Strengthen the Lord. Strengthen the Lord. Encourage your heart today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God.
Cover, 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 God.
Build her up, Lord. Build her up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Glory to great King Jesus. Oh, help her, help her, Lord. Help her, Lord.
Be a fist around her, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, my Savior. Oh, my Savior, hallelujah.
Lord, activate those gifts inside of her, God.
The name
God,
of
that
Jesus.
She can do battle, God. Activate them even
Lord,
now,
Lord, give
God.
Her the victory, oh, God,
do it,
today.
Do it, God, even now, God.
Give her the victory, Lord, in
phone,
the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Oh, God, encourage, oh, God, strengthen,
Savior,
God, anoint, God.
Help her to stand, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
In your name, God. Do it, God. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In your name, God, raise up that sword,
thank
God, God, that word, God. Oh, God, that she can do battle,
thank
God.
You,
name,
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. Even now, God. Oh, God, her angels encamped around
oh,
me. Even
God.
Now, God.
Name
thank
of Jesus.
You for her angels, oh, God.
Oh,
oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
That's working it out, oh, God. Even those we can't see, God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you even now, God, for your moving, God, on her behalf,
yes,
God. We
Lord.
Thank you in advance, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul shall make boast in the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Jesus.
Oh, the angel of the Lord encamped round about them. Hallelujah. That's free, and we receive that word, God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to deliver her from that season, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Be with her, God.
Be
with our sister, God. Hallelujah, God.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord.
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
We
yes,
thank
God.
You, Father. We thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to our great God.
And we're going to close us out with a word of prayer, but you all continue to praise God as we close on out. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for Sister Ruby. Amen. She don't ask for prayer. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
That's what God always thinks of us, a discernment. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Isaiah 51:3, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Let that scripture comfort your heart. Hallelujah. He said, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven.
All right.
Hallelujah, Isaiah 61:3 said to point unto them that mourn in Zion to give
yes,
them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness.
Yes,
the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen, amen. God sees us. Hallelujah. He haven't forgotten about you, Sister Ruth. Yeah, Lord. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. We're going to Minister Tracy. Sorry to hold you so long. We're going to let you go, woman of God. Just close us out with a word of prayer. We're going to close on out with it's working. In Jesus' name.
Father God, we just thank you for holding us, Lord God. We thank you for being the comforter, Lord God. We thank you that no one can pluck us out of your hand, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You that no weapon formed against us can prosper, even yes. depression, Lord God. It won't prosper in your presence, Lord God, because
hallelujah.
Perfect love casts out fear. Depression is rooted in fear, Lord God. So we come against that in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to fill Sister Ruby with your love. Let her know that she is forever loved in you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you for being whole and any broken areas that are in us, Lord God. Reveal it to us, Lord God. Expose it to us, Lord God, so we can come against it, so we can receive our wholeness. Because the question is, will you be made whole? And our answer is yes.
Hey,
we
want to
be whole.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. We want to be whole.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We
yes.
want to be whole. In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh. Amen. So see you tomorrow. Amen. Sign on early. Y'all don't know who's going to be on here tomorrow. Bishop Singleton might be on tomorrow. So, hey, sign on early. If you don't sign on early, we'll be out of here. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
We're closing on out, and it's working. Amen. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, God.
For favor, this is my my seed to reap what I have sown. This is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen to this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing and it's showing. My seed for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my seed.
To do what?
To be what I have known.
Come on, you say, this is my season. For grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is working
together.
Sister Ruby and Dawn.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.